thousands of war-weary refugees set out on foot for their homes in eastern Congo today, taking advantage of a ceasefire as American and UN envoys joined efforts there to find a political solution to the region's long-running rebellion. The UN Security General said today that Congolese rebel leader Laurent Nkunda should keep a ceasefire declaration and engage in dialogue. Nkunda threatened yesterday to occupy an eastern city unless UN peacekeepers guaranteed a ceasefire, while foreign envoys tried to secure peace on the Rwanda-Congo border. His threat followed an offensive by Tutsi rebels that sent tens of thousands of civilians fleeing into Congo's North Kivu province. We spoke to Florian Westphal, the head of media relations at the International Committee of the Red Cross in Geneva. He told us that the security situation is still volatile.
Currently, our activities have been very much restricted to Goma, and I think even though there has been an improvement last night, the situation remains extremely volatile. As far as the rest of the region is concerned, we have to simply assume that there continues to be a security risk for the population, and obviously the hope is that the fighting will die down over the next few days. I think we will have to make sure that clearly before we can provide any assistance, relief assistance or medical assistance, that the security situations are in place to allow us to do this. And there we will really go back to the parties to the conflict and to reiterate that we work as a strictly humanitarian and neutral and independent agency without armed protection, without involvement in political and military processes. And that therefore we rely on their guarantees and on their support to allow us to do this, to help the population. This is clearly a key part of what we'll be trying to do over these next few days.